In New Hampshire, local school boards choose what standards to adopt. So last October, after a series of heated Manchester school board meetings, board members voted to create the Manchester Academic Standards. The idea was to take the Common Core, a set of yearly goalposts for K-12 students, and make them even more rigorous. Ever since then, a group of 65 math and English teachers from various grade levels have been meeting monthly to make that happen.
We've looked at standards from Alaska. We've looked at standards from Indiana. We've looked at standards from Massachusetts, just to name a few.
Riley, please report to the main office.
Leslie Falou teaches high school math and is one of four Manchester teachers who the district provided to talk about that work.
And as we look at the standards that we feel we want to include, we're not finding a great deal of difference in what we're already doing.
This was the basic theme from these teachers. Yes, they're changing things, but in general, there's not that much that needs changing. Gina Bell, a middle school math teacher, says that's because the Common Core didn't start from scratch. It was built on what its creators considered best practices.
They're just organized maybe a different way, less language, maybe certain topics are within different grade levels, but this is not magic.
A few weeks ago, the Manchester School District released a first draft of some of its proposed standards to the public. Some of the tweaks are very minor, like changing the term linking words to transitional words. But others are more obvious, like when a standard reads, refer to parts of stories, dramas, and poems when writing or speaking about a text, using terms such as chapter, scene, and stanza. Describe how each successive part builds on earlier sections. In Manchester standards, that became use specific vocabulary to talk about text. As you might imagine, without many deep changes, reactions predictably vary based on what people think of the Common Core.
And in many respects, the standards are remarkably like the Common Core standards. So as someone who had a hand in crafting those, there's a lot to like here.
You got to read a variety of stuff of increasing complexity. Duh. I'm sorry. This is a floor.
That was David Pook, a New Hampshire teacher and consultant who helped write the English side of the Common Core, and Sandra Stotsky, another contributor to the standards who became their leading national critic. Pook and Stotsky do agree on one thing, though.
The conceit of the Manchester Academic Standards was that they were going to take the Common Core as the floor and they were going to make what they wrote even more rigorous. Is there evidence of that in what they've come out with?
I certainly didn't see that, in part because I think that the standards that they were working from were very rigorous to start with.
If you want to get educated, informed citizens, you've got to start out with standards that point to something more specific than read texts of increasing complexity, which tell you, do whatever you want.
Stotsky's critique of the Common Core is that none of its standards point to specific content, say mid-century British novels or epic Greek poetry. Instead, they just talk about the skills students should have, like the ability to pick apart a text. Indeed, Manchester's new standards don't do that either. They just stick to the skills. The district hopes to finalize its standards by the summer, so work on curriculum development can begin. But for now, the public has a chance to weigh in on what's been written so far. The opinions of folks digging through the Manchester Academic Standards will likely break down according to how they feel about the Common Core and skills-based standards in general. Manchester English teacher Selma Nakash-Hoff thinks many people are not reacting to what the Common Core actually says, but how it was introduced.
Those people who are looking at Common Core and saying, this is not right, this is awful, well, it's not. What is that it's a mandate. That's what sets people off.
People all over the state have been set off. An official with the New Hampshire DOE estimates about a quarter of the districts in the state are planning to do their own tweaks to the Common Core. And even if they don't change much, they can at least call the standards their own. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.